This is KNPR and KNPR.org. I'm Rick Andrews. Time has moved on, and once again, the office of the mayor of Las Vegas has changed hands. Here's Senator Richard Bryan with Nevada Yesterdays.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold at arms.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion.
Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Be lady tonight.
Las Vegas has a new mayor, Shelley Berkley. She brings a lot of experience to the job. As a former assemblywoman, University of Nevada System regent, and congresswoman, as well as the boss at Toro University, she's the 22nd person to hold the job since Las Vegas became an incorporated city in 1911. Some of the names have been important to our history. The first mayor, Peter Buell, who started developing what later became the Scotch 80s. Ernie Cregan, who had the Elpertel Theater and Cregan and Pike Insurance and pushed for racial segregation. And Orrin Gregson, who served four terms and advocated consolidation of government services and police reform. Bill Breer, a great ambassador for Las Vegas and backer of the bullet train now being built to Southern California. Jan Laverty Jones, the first woman mayor and a major force in downtown redevelopment. Gregson holds the record for tenure with 16 years, a record not likely to be broken since mayors now are limited to three terms. But a name has been mayor for a record 25 years, the Goodmans, as in Oscar and Carolyn, who would say they are happier with their record of more than 62 years of marriage. When municipal elections were moved to even-numbered years, Carolyn got an additional year. It gave her 13 years. She leads Oscar 13 years to 12. Husband and wife political teams have been unusual in Nevada, but then again, the Goodmans weren't expected to be one of those teams. Oscar thought about running for mayor in 1995 and did in 1999. It was controversial. He'd been a highly successful mob attorney, representing a lot of people who are now fixtures in the mob museum and not on the law enforcement side. He won big, then was overwhelmingly reelected twice. His accomplishments include the 61 acres from the Union Pacific, where you now find such glittering parts of downtown as the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health and the Smith Center for the Performing Arts. He was also the driving force behind the Mob Museum. He also had the distinction of swearing in his wife as his successor. The irony is that when he first ran, some Las Vegans said the wrong Goodman was running. It should be Carolyn, the founder of the Meadows School and a longtime community activist. When he was term limited, she did run and was sworn in 2011. Carolyn Goodman always has been and always will be her own woman. She has been active in promoting more city involvement in education, the arts, and she started a bike share program, and she has done a lot behind the scenes. The Goodmans achieved a lot of firsts, and they fit so well into the history of the office they held. They both had business experience with a law firm and running a school, just as every one of their predecessors had some kind of business experience. Like every mayor since World War II, with the exception of Ron Lurie, who we lost recently, they served more than one term. It's funny to think about. A mayor in the 1920s, Fred Hess, was arrested for bootlegging during Prohibition. Oscar Goodman is well known for his love for martinis and got an endorsement contract while he was mayor from Bombay Sapphire, his favorite gin. Mayors aren't necessarily noted for ties to booze, but if you'll pardon the pun, we'll end this segment with cheers for the Goodmans. This is Senator Richard Bryan urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities.